This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fact is, you got to have a good digital strategy these days. You have to find a way to find customers online. But trying to keep up with all the latest best practices can be daunting. There is the sheer volume of options to start with, and the fact that all of those digital options and strategies seem to change by the day. A lot of companies hire consultants to help them navigate things, but there is another option, Google. Yeah, no, not Googling digital strategies, thank you very much. Get strategies from Google, the company, at least as it applies to Google products like YouTube. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson visited Google's brand new Brand Lab in New York.
A bunch of Lancôme executives are sitting around a table, pressing cardboard goggles to their faces, craning their heads left and right, and generally having their minds blown.
What? We've just flown across the world.
Not literally. They're demoing a new Google offering, a cheap virtual reality headset.
This is so cool.
How would you move to another room? Would you literally...
It's part of a workshop in Google's new Brand Lab space in New York. It looks a bit like a cave surrounded by video sound stages. The point of Brand Lab is to teach companies to do digital better. The Google team spent more than a month preparing for this one-day workshop, creating a custom curriculum for Lancôme, and they've done it all for free. But when it comes to creating a digital strategy, it's not as though Lancôme is starting from scratch.
Here, I'm going to use Lancôme's new Color Design 5-Pan Palette.
The company was one of the first to partner with a YouTube star. Michelle Phan has a huge following for her makeup tutorials.
This Sienna Sultry Palette usually goes best for work because of the earth tone colors.
Now, lots of companies are turning to social media power users to help them pitch their products. And so Lancôme is wondering,
what's next? What are we going to do differently tomorrow? Because Michelle Phan was years ago already.
Xavier Vey, president of Lancôme US, says the company wants to be chic and French, oui, but also more accessible.
What is the new luxury? Before, it was just about scarcity. It was just about being inaccessible.
They want their customers to share and build on the company's video and other digital content. They want to target millennials without alienating the rest of their customers. And Google wants to help Lancôme do all that for free. Well, free-ish. Kim Larson is the global director of Brand Lab.
It's free because this is... We get a lot out of it. There's a huge amount of relationship building that we want to do. We want to invest in our top brands. We think it's that important.
They've partnered with cable channels who want help launching a new series and a beer maker looking to promote its Super Bowl ads online. And just like Lancôme is trying to figure out what next, so is Google. Brand Lab is supposed to help them answer some questions of their own.
How are companies thinking about digital? How are their strategies shaking out? And what kind of insights and opportunities are there? So how can we develop products and better tools to help service their needs?
Google opened two new Brand Lab offices last year, including one in New York to be near Madison Avenue advertisers and the country's biggest brands. Scott Galloway is a marketing professor at the NYU Stern School of Business. He thinks these corporate tutorials can also help Google answer another question. How can its divisions, like YouTube, make more money?
As dominant a platform as YouTube is, it's under-monetized. And at some point tomorrow needs to be today. It needs to be a more meaningful part of the revenue stream. Google is still largely a totally search-driven company from a revenue standpoint.
Meaning they still derive much of their income from the ads that appear alongside search results. Google wants Brand Lab to help them diversify. And Galloway thinks it might work.
Advertising, even in a digital age, is largely relationship-driven.
So not only is Brand Lab helping companies create better videos and stories, which might draw more eyeballs to YouTube, Galloway also thinks the more comfortable a company like Lancôme is with Google's products, the more likely it might be to spend money on them down the road. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.